There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, 1207 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Wednesday, and so much has gone on here since the 8 o'clock hour of the morning show when we first got the word of a bomb at the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton. The New York Police Department is confirming an active pipe bomb was sent to the offices of CNN at the Time Warner building in New York, and that envelope with white powder was also sent to the building. In addition, suspicious packages suspected to be bombs were also sent to the home of the Clintons, the Washington, D.C. home of former President Barack Obama. And officials say someone trying to send a bomb to the home of former Attorney General Eric Holder. That's another part of the story where that was intercepted. That has resulted in the evacuation of former DNC chair Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, because Debbie Wasserman Schultz is listed as the return address on these bombs. Now, President Trump is echoing Vice President Pence's condemnation of the explosives sent to these homes and CNN. President Trump retweeted a message from the VP today saying, "I agree wholeheartedly." In his tweet, VP Pence condemned attempted attacks against former President Obama, the Clintons, CNN, and others. United States Secret Service said today that it intercepted a bomb that was addressed to Clinton, also discovered a possible explosive sent to the Obama house. Also today, police bomb squads were sent to CNN's offices in New York, and the newsroom was evacuated because of a suspicious package. Now, White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted that the president and his administration were monitoring the situation, adding that their condemnation certainly includes threats made to CNN as well as current or former public servants. Let's go to the press conference going on in New York, being addressed by the Governor Cuomo, Mayor de Blasio, head of the NYPD, FBI, a whole bunch of people assembled there. Let's go to that.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Just want to acknowledge, besides the mayor and governor, our partners from the FBI, of course, the FDNY OEM, Commissioner Esposito, the state police, and the Secret Service. So today, the NYPD and all of our law enforcement partners responded to reports of a suspicious package at CNN. Our intel, emergency services, and Patrol Borough Manhattan South responded immediately, secured the area, and began a search of the building. Responding officers identified a device that appeared to be a live explosive device. NYPD bomb squad responded, secured the device, and removed it for investigation. Additionally, there was an envelope containing white powder that was discovered as part of that original packaging, and we're in the middle of investigating that right now. The area has been swept with dogs and equipment and found no additional threats besides the white powder. And working with our law enforcement partners, we responded swiftly to secure the scene. NYPD is currently deploying resources around the city out of abundance of caution. If anyone sees something that looks suspicious, please call 911. Anyone with information about this incident today or about incidents in the New York area, please call 1-888-NEW-YORK-CITY-SAFE. We've seen this before. We've seen worse, and we will not be intimidated, and we will bring these perpetrators to justice. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you very much, Commissioner. What we saw here today was an effort to terrorize. This clearly is an act of terror attempting to undermine our free press and leaders of this country through acts of violence. I want to make very clear that the people of New York City will not be intimidated, that we are going to go about our lives undeterred, because the very concept of terrorism is to change us, and we will not allow that to happen. You cannot be terrorized if you refuse to allow the terrorists to win. People of this city have shown time and again that they stand up in the face of these efforts to intimidate. And I want to thank the people of New York City for the way they're handling this situation today. I also want to thank our first responders. Commissioner, to you and all the men and women of the NYPD, thank you for your extraordinary efforts today. To FDNY, Office of Emergency Management, our state partners, our federal partners, everyone worked swiftly to address this situation and contain it. I also want to commend everyone at CNN for the professionalism with which they handled this very troubling incident. We, at this time, do not have other credible and specific threats against locations in New York City. I want to let all New Yorkers know you can go about your daily routine knowing the NYPD and all these other agencies are here to protect you. It's important to note that this is an ongoing investigation. As we have more information, we will provide it. But I emphasize there is no specific threat against any other location in this city at this time. That said, the NYPD and all of our partners have reinforced our very clear, visible presence at key media locations around New York City and other important locations. So you will see a lot more police presence. That should be reassuring to all New Yorkers. Finally, I want to say this is a very painful time in our nation. It's a time when people are feeling a lot of hatred in the air. And incidents like this exacerbate that pain and exacerbate that fear. We cannot let the acts of a very few change who we are. It's really important at a moment like this to remember the vast majority of Americans, the vast majority of New Yorkers are good people trying to live in peace with each other. There are a few people, and we don't know who they are today, but there are a few people trying to tear us apart through acts of violence. It is imperative that we ensure they fail. It is imperative that we act as the good and decent people that we are. This is a moment in history that's painful, but it will pass. This too shall pass. But today, the important point is, everyone can rest assured, the NYPD and all other agencies are out in force to protect the people of this city and to make sure that they can go about their lives safely. Thank you. Governor Cuomo.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Commissioner. Let's remember that we have the best police force and the best law enforcement agencies on the globe. And we want to thank the NYPD and the state police and the FBI and the Joint Terrorism Task Force, the Secret Service, who have worked seamlessly together and are coordinated. We should take comfort in that level of professionalism that we have in this city and in this state. As everyone is aware, there have been a number of packages that have been received. Last night, there was the Secret Service detected a package at the residence of President Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton. They notified the state police and the NYPD. We personally checked on the president's residence in Chappaqua at about 4:30 this morning, and everything was fine there. This morning, obviously, we have the CNN package, and I want to echo the professionalism with which CNN has handled the situation and the cooperation that they brought to the situation. So I would like to thank them for that. This is the world we live in. Terrorism, the attempt to spread fear, is the world that we live in. It is heightened lately. The mayor is exactly right. There are more tensions than usual. But this is the world we live in. Also, a little perspective. The first terrorist attack in New York City was 1993, 25 years ago, was the bombing of the World Trade Center. So in some ways, this is nothing new. We have lived with this for a long time. Actually, my father was governor at that time. This has been a circumstance of being who we are and where we are. We are New York, and we are an international icon, and for some, we're an international target. Terrorism only works if you let it work. What they are trying to do is scare us and destabilize us, and we will not allow that to happen. We are New Yorkers. We are smart. We are tough. We are resilient. And we will not allow these terrorist thugs to change the way we live our lives. They fail unless we allow them to win. And we will not allow them to win. Now, as the commissioner said, you'll see increased police presence from the NYPD, from the state police, from the MTA police, from the Port Authority police. You shouldn't be alarmed. There'll be more police on subways, more police on the streets, more police at crossings. As the mayor said, that's not because we know any specific threat. It is just a precaution because we are smart and because we have the best talent on the globe when it comes to this. So we will take every precaution we can, but we will not let terrorism win. Not today, not ever. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I have with me Special Agent in Charge Brian Parman. That's P-A-A-R-M-A-N-N. Who's Special Agent in Charge of the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force here in New York City. As the governor outlined, this begins on Monday night with a package that was delivered to a residence in Westchester County. That was responded to by the Westchester County Police, the Bedford Police, and FBI Special Agent bomb technicians. That package was disrupted and taken to the FBI lab. Overnight, late last night, we received word of the package that was delivered to the Clinton residence, or was intercepted before delivery to the Clinton residence in Chappaqua, New York. That is also going to the FBI lab. After that, we were notified by the Secret Service that they had received a nearly identical package in Washington addressed to the Obamas. At that point, we began to take additional proactive steps. We had gone to locations the day before associated with the first individual who was targeted. Today, we went out to offices of elected officials, media outlets, television, and in fact, when the package was discovered here in the CNN mailroom, we had NYPD personnel present who were showing them what these look like and what to be on the lookout for. So at this point, we are talking with other FBI field offices, the JTTF, about other incidents that are unfolding in other places. But suffice it to say, it appears that an individual or individuals sent out multiple similar packages. We have been working with corporate partners and the private sector. We have prepared a product through the NYPD Shield program, which goes to approximately 20,000 of our private security partners, instructing them on what to look for, what the characteristics are, and renewed tips on handling of suspicious packages. At this point, we're at a very early stage in the investigation. This is being led by the Joint Terrorism Task Force here in New York City with the FBI, the NYPD. We've had assistance from the New York State Police, who are part of that task force, and assistance from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So it's a big group effort. The incident here today, once the package was discovered, emergency service was notified. They called the bomb squad. The bomb squad was able to safely remove a device contained in that package using the total containment vessel, the TCV, or in simple terms, the bomb truck. That has gone to our range at Rodman's Neck, where FBI special agent bomb technicians will work with our people on how to get it to the next stop, which should be the FBI lab, so all of this evidence can be examined together. There is an additional issue, which is being worked on now, which is within the package that contained the suspected device is also some kind of powder. That's being tested now downstairs. So the mailroom area is still being contained while we go through the various steps to test that on a field test, package it up safely for removal, and decon that area and anybody who came into contact with it.
I'm
going to take, just keep in mind that this just happened a couple hours ago. It's still ongoing. So I'm going to take some questions. We're not going to be able to go too deep into it. Yes.
Can you talk about how concerned you are about the political connection between these targets? People who have been criticized by the president.
Well, take a look at who's being targeted here right now. And that's why we're doing this proactively. We're reaching out to people throughout the city, checking with the people that do their security and making sure that their mail rooms follow proper protocol. So it is of concern to us, and that's how come we're reaching out to the right people.
Could
yes.
Mayor,
hold on.
Mayor and Governor, earlier this week, the president commended the city congressman for assaulting a journalist. And all sorts of threats to journalists and
look, I'm just going to say something broad, because at a time where there's a lot of hatred and division, it does not make sense to exacerbate it. Let's just say this to all public officials of all partisan affiliations. Don't encourage violence. Don't encourage hatred. Don't encourage attacks on media. You could disagree, but you have to show respect for people and air your disagreements peacefully. So, unfortunately, this atmosphere of hatred is contributing to the choices people are making to turn to violence. There's no question about it. And the way to stop that is to turn back the other way, to bring down the temperature, to end any messages about the use of violence against people we disagree with. And that has to start at the top.
All right, we'll get back to the rest of that press conference. Also awaiting remarks from President Trump on these suspicious packages. We're listening to the press conference on right now. I know that Vice President Pence has condemned them, did it again in an event at Scranton, Pennsylvania. He was just at. We'll get some of that audio, too, when we return. And when the president goes live, we'll go live to him right here on Midday Mobile.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1227 FM Talk 106.5. We'll run to a Westwood One news break here in just a second. Also awaiting comments from President Trump on the suspicious packages, look like pipe bombs, which interesting, they have not exploded, and the FBI has them in hand, and I guess from hearing some of the scuttlebutt here, they're not detonating them, and it gives them, at least right now, obviously, all the forensic, the treasure trove of forensics, right, as you analyze the bomb. I also saw a comment from AL1's Congressman Bradley Burns, said deeply troubled by reports of suspicious devices sent to various locations around the country. My prayers are with those impacted and the first responders. Those responsible should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. So that was coming from Congressman Burns. Also, we were getting some comment here from, I know Vice President Pence had tweeted earlier about this, and as well as the president retweeting that, and it looks like a pressure coming at some point very soon. What we know right now is those suspicious devices, they're called them. I mean, y'all, they look like pipe bombs, but I guess in all accuracy, we don't know yet, but they sure look like pipe bombs at this point. They went to former presidents, went to former, you look at head of DOJ, I mean, you look at Attorney General. Interestingly enough, story out says that they are all linked, like already, you know, usually they kind of wait to make that call, but they're making that call right now. The four apparent explosives sent to the Clintons, Obama, CNN, and George Soros are all linked, according to sources. Two other parcels are being investigated on this, but right now you hear it in the presser, too, and we'll get back to that presser in just a second, unless we go live to the president. Another suspicious package, one of the two, I guess, was addressed to ex-CIA Chief John Brennan, and that's the one, I guess, that was delivered to CNN there that caused the evacuation at CNN. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill said the device appeared to be a live explosive. Also said there was an envelope with white powder in the original packaging. That powder is being tested right now as they're trying to... And now we're hearing scuttlebutt as well of other packages out there, but this has not been... This has not been confirmed. So right now we're just working off the ones that have been confirmed. Of course, as new information comes out, we will pass it along. Let's see. Vice President Pence saying the act was cowardly and despicable. And the president saying, I agree wholeheartedly. We'll get you the latest here. Either go live to the president or the latest from that presser when we get back. We'll check in with Westwood One News right now for the latest on these devices. At least four of them sent to some pretty big names in our country.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 in the latest out of New York and Washington as we follow this story that has been breaking since earlier this morning. Get right back to audio from the press conference. Also, the president is supposed to speak shortly as soon as President Trump addresses the nation. We'll go to that audio right here on FM Talk 106.5. Give you a quick heads up to tomorrow night, another great event at Cottage Hill Package. They got their Cider Fest going on with Alabama Crown Distributing. Celebrate fall tomorrow night with Cider Fest. Here's the Rekorderling Swedish Ciders, Ace California Ciders, Kopparberg Swedish Ciders, Woodchuck Vermont Ciders. And if you're like me, I don't know my ciders very well. So I got this note from the folks at Cottage Hill Package. Said, cider, kind of like a beer, bubbly, fermented with yeast, and similar in alcohol content, but kind of like a wine because it's made from fermented fruit, mostly apples, while beer is made from malts and grains. So beer and hard cider have fermentation in common, but the cider really is only compared to beer rather than wine because it's slightly bubbly. It's bottled like beer, but sweeter, crisper, and lighter than beer. So you want to check out some of these ciders, you can do that tomorrow night as it is this cider celebration going on, Cider Fest at Cottage Hill Package. Starts at 6. Of course, it is free to do the tasting. And while you're there, maybe you'll find something that you got to have for this weekend. Check them out tomorrow night at 6, corner of Cottage Hill and Hillcrest. They're online at cottagehillpackage.com or find them on Facebook. You'll get pictures of all this cool stuff and reminders and notices there. Cider Fest, Cottage Hill Package, tomorrow night starts at 6. So you've been wondering about ciders, come out and check it out tomorrow night. All right, let's go back to the presser from a little bit earlier with a series of people. You have the mayor, de Blasio, you have Governor Cuomo, you have FBI directors in the mix as well, talking about these suspicious packages that look like bombs to an untrained eye like me, and what the impact is and what's happening next in New York.
This is a political year. It's a political season. We are weeks from an election, and that's obviously in the air, and that's an obvious fact. But we've been through many political seasons, and we have political differences, and that's actually good for democracy. What is not good is overheated rhetoric, extremism that pushes people to violence. And at the end of the day, we may have political differences, but this is one country. We're all Americans, e pluribus unum, out of many one, and keeping the debate and the dialogue civil is very, very important. And for elected leaders who in many ways set the tone, it is especially important.
Hold on. Right there.
Can you describe what the device looks like that was found?
John?
Sure. Brian Harmon from FBI JTTF. So far, the devices have been what appear to be pipe bombs.
If I could, I'd like to make a statement. I know that a lot of the public right now is scared and concerned, and there's a lot of confusion surrounding this. I want to assure you that the reason we are here, because the totality of the federal, state, and local authorities will investigate this thoroughly and follow every lead. And we will turn over every rock, we will turn every corner, and we will talk to everybody that we have to in order to mitigate this threat. The mission of the New York Joint Terrorism Task Force is to protect the American people and uphold the Constitution. The utilization of violence in order to further one's own political agenda is unacceptable to us, and we will not rest until we find this, stop these hazardous devices from being mailed, and bring the individual or individuals to justice. We have no better partners in the NYPD, the New York State Police, and the entirety of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. We will be on this until the day that we find this individual and bring him to justice. I'd like to thank NYPD and our partners on the task force, as well as the United States Secret Service, as well as the U.S. Capitol Police, as well as the Westchester County authorities for the cooperation and collaboration that we have thus far. With that, I'll turn it back over for questions, sir.
As you've heard, there is a number of devices, and there's a pattern, apparently, to the number of devices. We wouldn't be at all surprised if more devices show up. A device has been sent to my office in Manhattan, which we were just informed about, and that device is also being handled. So again, this is a situation. A number of devices have been sent. They're being handled. We wouldn't be surprised if additional devices are sent, and the device that is been sent to my office has been identified and is being handled as we speak. Well, terrorism related, right? Terrorism is an attempt to strike terror, an attempt to strike fear. Obviously, these devices are an attempt to strike fear, hence terrorism. Are they domestic? Are they international? These are all questions that would have to be handled by the investigation. But yes, it was a terrorist attempt. It was a terrorist attack. And as you said, what's the intent? To strike fear. And when they strike fear, they win. That's when they are effective. Who controls that? We control that. We control that. This is not the first time we have been through this. We have been through this many, many times. Literally, as I mentioned before, it goes back 25 years to the first World Trade Center bombing. This is New York. It is part of who we are and part of our profile. So we refuse to be intimidated. We refuse to allow them to make us afraid of going through our daily lives. We have the best law enforcement agencies. We're all working together. We're all here, and we're going to go about our daily lives, enjoying this beautiful city and state, and we're not going to let them win, period. Kate, you had a question?
Two more questions, guys.
Was anything written on the packages? What was the return address?
Yeah, Zolan, I'm not going to go into what exactly was on the package, okay? It was consistent with the other packaging, though. Listen, we have to go back to work, so we're going to give you updates throughout the day. I just want to remind everybody here and all New Yorkers, any tips, any leads, call 911 or 1-888-NYC-SAFE. Thank you very much, everybody.
All right, so there it is, the end of the presser here. And if once we go get a live feed here for the president, it's supposed to speak at some point soon, we will go to that. What do we know right now? You heard the press conference. Lots there. Numerous packages containing suspected explosive devices that were sent to, we've heard, the home of the Clintons, former President Barack Obama and Michelle. Also, the CNN studios there in New York. You heard de Blasio just saying that something was sent to his office. I don't know. There are four that are like confirmed, and then there are others that we don't have full confirmation on yet. Also, the focus turning to Florida. Reports that the Florida building housing the office of Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a former DNC chairwoman, evacuated because of a suspicious package. I also read somewhere that that was the return address on some of these bombs. CNN reported their package. Also, they said they had intercepted a package that was sent to ex-Attorney General Eric Holder as well. And in San Diego, there's been an evacuation, I think, on the office of Senator Kamala Harris. But that is that's not confirmed yet. That is just that we have not got. Yeah, I don't think we have confirmation on that yet, but there's a lot moving on with this story, and we'll talk about this more when we return. Take your calls and text at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 1252 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad you're along. Yeah, trying to make some sense of it. I know there's those of y'all that have it all figured out, and that's great. That's good for you. I'm going to sit back and wait for a little more information on things since we don't know a ton yet. I think it is interesting. And David, yeah, I appreciate that text. You know, the part of it is how it was delivered. Some of these suspicious packages, I guess they haven't confirmed their bombs. I mean, to an untrained eye like mine, they look like pipe bombs. Whatever they actually are, they look like pipe bombs. But David said, you know, if the packages were delivered through the Postal Service, UPS, or FedEx, I'm sure they already have a suspect identified, even if they're not releasing any details, because those services have barcodes that are scanned all along the process. From the package I saw in one shot, David, it sure looked like U.S. Postal Service is what it looked like to me, at least the packaging it was in. But then you hear there are some that are hand-delivered. You know, you could take something even made to look like it was sent through the mail. It wouldn't get the stamp on it there unless you could have a forged stamp, but you could hand-deliver that as well. And I'm hearing hand-delivered on some, maybe different on others. Obviously, getting it into the CNN mailroom may be harder, but getting it into a mailbox or onto a property or something may be easier. And yes, this has gone political. It's gone political on both sides that fast. And I like I said, I'm gonna wait to get a little more information. And here's where I have trouble with it. Number one, you heard it in that presser. You've heard it through some different media outlets already. This slight wink and a nudge that this is something that the violence that has been caused by President Trump's rhetoric, right? Which is, I mean, you go back through and if you can show me where President Trump said, hey, send a pipe bomb to somebody, please. Give me that audio because I don't have it. Give me that audio. I mean, that's one of the things that's being drug out now, right? That suggestion President Trump is indirectly responsible for these packages being sent. CNN's Jim, Ciuto, was on air when their building was evacuated, later said of the targets. They're all on that list. You just have listed a number of folks whom the president has accused of being unfair to him, that the president has publicly attacked at times. So when Barack Obama attacked Fox News, if a bomb would have shown up there, it would have been his fault. You know, the stretch there. And then on the other side, though, I'm seeing everybody in the world, you know, wanting to say, well, they know for sure that this is a conspiracy drummed up by, you know, whomever. Some people said Soros or people on the left to send themselves the bombs to attempt an October surprise to get voters on their side going into the midterms. If that's where we are, if y'all think that's where we are, then I mean, why even take part in the process anymore? Why not get your shelter dug in the ground somewhere and get ready? I mean, I'm not saying, I don't know what the truth is, but it seems like on both sides, you've got, I tell you what I know is not true, is rhetoric being thrown out there by people on the left saying, oh, these bombs are the fault of President Trump. But at the same time, those of you that say you're for sure this comes from, some kind of cabal, some kind of conspiracy between the Obamas and the Clintons and Soros, and they sent themselves the bombs to, I need a little more facts on that one, too. I think what you need to do right now is let the investigators investigate. The nice thing is they have the bombs. Now, who gets to work on that project, I don't know. But, I think three of the bombs are not exploded, suspicious packages that look a heck of a lot like a pipe bomb. Those suspicious packages are unexploded. Therefore, they will have the stuff to work with forensically to try to figure out and paste together kind of a trail back. And like you said, David, maybe if somebody had gone and just checked it in and mailed it or something like that, then maybe there's something else. Maybe they have a picture, maybe they have a video, maybe they have a fingerprint. I do not know. But right now, I think that's the key, is we don't know. Vice President Pence has expressed his condemnation of this act. So has the president. By the way, the president's supposed to speak at some point soon, and when that happens, we will go to that audio. AL1's Congressman Bradley Byrne said, deeply troubled by reports of suspicious devices sent to various locations around the country. My prayers are with those impacted and the first responders. Those responsible should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Also, you're hearing, I heard something from Governor Cuomo in that presser that stood out to me, too. And either this is political rhetoric on Cuomo's part, which he should be dogged out for in a big way, or he knows something that he slipped up and said, like maybe something he heard from intel sources before he went out there and talked. He said, not surprising, it won't be surprised if more packages show up. Now, does he know something? And they also said something was written on the packages or the bombs one, and so that there'll be some kind of tell in that. Don't know what that is yet, because they're not releasing that as the investigation's still going on. But you do have, once again, if you're just joining us, suspicious packages. I guess the first story we heard on this was in the 8 o'clock hour this morning during Mobile Mornings, that a package had been delivered to the home of the Clintons there in New York. And now you have former President Obama's Washington, D.C. residence, also Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office, also New York. Is it Cuomo? We do have a confirmation on Cuomo. So Governor Cuomo in New York, his office had a delivery as well. And we're looking at a couple more. There's a couple more floating around that are kind of the rumor mill kind of stuff, but no confirmation on that yet. We'll go to a news update here with Westwood One in just about a minute, get more from them on that. Also coming up next hour, we'll talk about this more and go to the president if we get that audio. And depending on what happens with the schedule next hour, our buddy Cam Barston from What's Working is going to join us unless we're preempted here by audio from the president. So that's coming up next hour as well. Yeah, George Soros got, I think the Soros one, right, we're saying was Monday. Am I right? They're saying like the Soros one was Monday, then the rest of them were today, but they said you can look at the suspicious device / pipe bomb, whatever you want to call it, and say that they have some similarity between the two. All right, we'll run to the news break here. We'll come back. I think we are looking probably within the next few minutes of getting the presser from President Trump from the White House. As soon as that comes up, we'll go to that.